Texas Show. I'm Todd Wilkerson, and sometimes for fun, I lose a lot of weight and then find a huge, strong raccoon. And I leap on his back, naked, and go for a fun raccoon ride through the woods. You should try it. You get to see the world from a raccoon's perspective. It's not easy losing the weight, but trust me, it's totally worth it. And now, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Yeah, I've seen Todd when he does that. It's unbelievable. He just loses most of his weight. But to ride a raccoon through the woods, it is worth the sacrifice. Folks, in this hour, I get to introduce you to a friend of mine who lives here in New York. Sometimes people say, look, what's going on in New York? Who are your friends? Who do you hang out with? I hang out with people like my friend Matt Bennett, who's in the studio. Matt, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks so much. Great to be here.
Lean a little closer to that mic. Okay. I want to make sure people hear everything. Now, look, you're in New York City, and you are the head, you're the founder and CEO of Christian Union. We've talked about that before on this program. And I'm a fan of your work with Christian Union. I'm such a fan that I asked you to join us in Greece recently, and you were there for the documentary. You were holding the mic.
Yeah, we had a great time.
You were holding the boom mic.
I know. I wasn't the best boom grip, but I did my best.
You were good.
Well, you get what you pay for.
You were good, but you were there. We went to the Melisani Cave.
Yeah.
We went to all these different incredible places. Yeah. And, you know, having friends with us in Greece like that, it changed the whole experience. It kind of made it amazing.
It was a lot of fun.
But that really was a lot of fun, and you know we're gonna see, we're making a trailer for the documentary and all this kind of stuff. But you were there for all this stuff, so it's just kind of cool to have you back in the studio a few days after I got back. We're here to talk about this thing in October. What is the title of it?
It's called The Great Experiment. We've done a few of these before in previous months in the last year, and we're starting again this October.
The Great Experiment. You were telling me about this when we were in Greece, and I thought, this is such a great idea. I would really like to share it with my listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you're here today. I'm just thrilled that you're here. Now, if people want to find out more about you, they can go to Christian Union online.
That's right, ChristianUnion.org.
And but this is something that let me ask you. It's a month-long thing.
Yeah.
You call it the Great Experiment. But for people who know nothing about this, tell us what it is.
Well, Christian Union has three ministries, and one of them is this ministry online. And you can find out more about it at dayandnight.org. It's called ChristianUnionDayandNight.org. And it's a ministry to promote revival across the country. We want to see reformation in our society, and many Christians are passionate about that. But there's something that always comes before Reformation, at least in the history of the United States, and that is revival, outpourings of the Spirit of God. And there's something that comes before revival, and that is large numbers of Christians diligently seeking God. And that's what this is about for the month of October.
Okay, this is something that I have signed up for. Suzanne signed up for it. We're really excited to do this, and that's why we wanted to. I just thought, if I'm doing this, why don't I tell my listeners? Because I think there are a lot of people who listen to this program. They're looking for a challenge, and they care about a lot of the same things that we do. They see that this nation is going through a tough time right now, and we have, I think, a real possibility for some great things to happen. But it's a fight, and you and I know this is not just a cliche, that it's fundamentally a fight on our knees. We have to pray. Mm-hmm. That is really the thing that undergirds all of this other stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's what this October challenge, you call it the Great Experiment, is. So, okay, if somebody says, you know, I'm up for it, what is it? What is involved in this October challenge?
First, I want to say how great it is, and when praying with you, Eric, you have such passion and energy in your prayers, which is wonderful. I love praying with people who are enthusiastic to seek the Lord. But this is five spiritual commitments for the month. So you sign up online, and then you commit to morning and evening devotionals, commit to repenting of your sins every day.
What? Okay.
That's right. I know. I'm shocking you.
Every day? What?
That's right.
I got to be able to sin a little bit. Come on.
You can
sin. I'm a human being.
Just repent of it.
Okay.
Also, asking the Holy Spirit every morning what he would have you do that day and following up on it. Also, speaking about Jesus Christ openly to Christians and non-Christians during the day. A lot of times Christians, we self-censor ourselves. And then the last is what we call the Joshua Faith Challenge, where you seek the Lord over something really big for the month, to really push yourself, something that the Lord has probably been putting on your heart for a long time, and you say yes to it and do something really amazing.
Like getting hair plugs. I've been putting that off for so long. I said, my hair is thinning. At some point, I need to go for the plugs. I think October is the month.
I think
I'm going to be like Elton John. I'm going to have a mop. I'm going to have such a mop of hair. You're going to say, what happened to you, Eric? Okay, it's not hair plugs for me. But that's a big thing. I think there are a lot of people out there. They do have something that they've been putting off or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that this can be a way for them to make it happen now.
Yeah, it's always a lot more fun if you're doing it with other people. And we all have these things where God's been pricking us about something, asking us to do something. We've been pushing it back or, well, it's inconvenient or it's too much or something like that. But he wants us to be bold in our faith. He wants us to do what we would consider outrageous or over-the-top sort of things, things you see in the Bible. And that could mean witnessing to someone, a relative or somebody you've always felt like the Lord would have you speak out to you, but you've been afraid to do, or witnessing to everybody at work. Or it can be something like doing something extraordinary in prayer. Maybe starting gathering friends and doing an all-night prayer meeting of seeking the Lord all night. And most of the world, people, Christians, do that regularly.
Now, I have to ask you a question, because this is something I've always wondered about. I've never understood when people talk about all-night prayer. Like, why? In other words, if you're going to pray, why does it have to be through the night or during the night? Like, I just don't get it. Seems crazy to me, because I think if I deprive myself of sleep, I would be sick. I'd be physically sick. But I mean, why couldn't you just say, you know, pray through the day or pray or that? Is there something particular about praying at night?
Well, praying during the day is fantastic as well. Something about night is that there are a number of passages in the Bible, in Leviticus and also Isaiah, that reference an all-night witness before the Lord. Like they would have a fire that they would never let go out in the book of Leviticus related to the temple. And some ministries, including even the Moravians, back in the 1700s, they started a 24-hour prayer chain. And they kept this 24-hour prayer chain going for 100 years, if you can believe that. And the Moravians in the 1700s, they sent out more missionaries in the next 20 years than all of Protestantism did in the previous 200 years. It was this whole idea of, and their theme, one of their theme verses was from Isaiah about giving God no rest until he establishes Jerusalem as the praise of the earth. So there's these various passages in the scriptures. I mean, it's not like it's a magic formula. If you pray all night, that's it. But there's something extraordinary about it to say, Lord, we believe you and we believe your promises, even if it means staying up all night. And many churches around the world, I mean, the largest church in the world in Seoul, Korea, they have a prayer mountain, and they have thousands all night, every night, continually seeking the Lord, sometimes up to 10,000, but always at least a few thousand. This is characteristic of much of the international church.
You say the international church. I think it's the same thing with regard to miracles. I mean, I was reading a book by Randy Clark recently. Suzanne read it. And you read about these miracles, and I thought, most of the Christians that I know have never touched anything like this stuff. I mean, amazing miracles that I don't have any doubt that it's real. There's something about the church around the world, maybe because of persecution, maybe because of their suffering, but they're more desperate. And in America, I think many times Christians maybe they take Christianity almost as a, you know, it's like people say that I'm gluten-free, I'm a Christian. It's just this little thing that's part of my life. It doesn't consume them. It's not who they are from the bottom up. It's just this thing.
Yeah.
When you talk about the international church, people don't have the luxury of that. If you're a Christian in a lot of the countries that you know we're talking about, you could pay with your life. Mm-hmm. You could pay with your job. You could pay with the people lose everything. If they, you could lose your family. You could lose, if you become out as a Christian. And so there's something about that I think we can learn from them. When we come back, folks, I'm talking to my friend Matt Bennett. The website is dayandnight.org. Dayandnight.org. Check it out. We will be right back to share with you about the great experiment this October. That's right now.
Good news. You are not stuck with your healthcare plan. Really. You have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their healthcare bills. And these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their healthcare needs, but the needs of others too. And it's people who love to save money big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. Find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Critics are raving. Smallfoot is the perfect family film.
I saw Smallfoot.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No.
I did.
No.
I saw it.
It doesn't exist.
A smell cover-up.
Get Yeti for a fun ride.
There are more small feet below the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
That delivers instantaneous, infectious joy.
Let's do this.
This Thursday, when you believe in something bigger, a little faith goes a long way.
Smallfoot.
Hi, little guy. You're adorable.
Smallfoot. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Only in theaters Thursday.
With over 20 years in business and over 20 million blinds sold, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Need some inspiration? Go to Blinds.com to see tons of customer photos. For a limited time, take an additional 5% off the already low prices at Blinds.com with promo code SHUTTERS. Again, take an additional 5% off the already low prices at Blinds.com with promo code SHUTTERS. That's Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing new LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. Just go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. Terms apply. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com, GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, promo code MIKE2018.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. It's a radio show. It's fun for all ages. So if you're a particular age, it's fun for you. That's right. Okay, I'm talking to my friend Matt Bennett. Matt, you're the head of Christian Union. If people want to know about Christian Union, what is the website for Christian Union?
ChristianUnion.org.
Okay, very simple. ChristianUnion.org. Right now, though, we're talking about this October initiative called the Great Experiment. I'm signed up to do this. And this is serious. It's a real challenge. Suzanne and I are going to do this together. So the first thing, because it was just this morning that we started, Suzanne was saying, okay, the first thing you do is you pray and read scripture 30 minutes every morning, and then try to do it again for something like that in the evening, morning and every evening. Now, a lot of people already do that. It's no big deal. It's a prayer time. But a lot of people don't. A lot of people are busy, and they miss it. So this is a real time to say, I'm going to do this. And what else does the morning involve? You said in the morning you pray. Well, go ahead. Share it again.
Yeah. So another part of this great experiment for the month is making sure you take time to repent of all sins and even put away everything doubtful in your life. And the doubtful part is are things in your life. They aren't necessarily sins in and of themselves, but they hinder you in your love for Christ. They hold you back. They minimize your devotion to Him. And so that's important. But also asking the Holy Spirit in the morning and saying, what is the most important thing you want me to do today? And then listening to Him and then following up that day. And for a lot of people, that's normal to hear the Holy Spirit that way. For some, it's newer. And obviously, the Holy Spirit never speaks against anything in the Scriptures. But you'll be amazed at some of the things He puts on your heart that He wants you to follow up on.
It's funny because our pastor, Jason Harris, preached a sermon last Sunday. And it was so simple, but it was so beautiful. We go to CPC, which is Central Presbyterian Church here in New York City on 64th and Park Avenue. I recommend it among a number of wonderful churches here in the city. But he was talking about that idea, that's such a basic idea, but the idea of following Jesus, what that meant to the disciples, to leave everything behind and to make this decision to follow Him. And I think there are a lot of people that maybe they say they're Christians, but they've never really wholeheartedly said, I'm really going to follow Him, because I think there's a fear. There's a fear maybe He's going to ask me to do something weird or it's going to destroy. I kind of got a good thing going here in my life, and I don't want to give this up or that up. People don't realize that you cannot, how do I put this? God loves you and knows you so intimately. He would never want to embarrass anyone or rob us of anything wonderful. He wants to bless us. He wants us to be who He made us to be. But I think a lot of people, they live their faith in half measures. They don't want to really wholeheartedly say, you know what, I'm going to follow You wherever You go, because they have this fear. And I think that this is an opportunity this month to just to, you know, when I love the idea this is just for a month. Just do this for this month. This is not forever. You can do whatever you want at the end of the month. But right now, just to try it, I think a lot of people are looking for that kind of intimacy. Like, what if I really followed Jesus totally every day? What would that look like? And I want to encourage people that you're not going to become less you. You're going to become more you. You're going to find out who you really are supposed to be, because when you draw close to Him, that's what's going to happen. And so I just want to say to people, throw away those little fearful ideas. That's bad. Just because you've maybe seen bad examples in your Christian life or something, don't buy into that. God has something for you. So, okay, so it's to pray every morning for at least 30 minutes and read the scripture, and to try to do the same in the evening. So this is called Day and Night, and if you go to dayandnight.org, you find all this stuff. Then you said in the morning, to every morning of this month, asking the Holy Spirit, what do You want me to do today? There's something really cool there.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing in previous months what people have shared, what the Holy Spirit had them do. It could have been, I mean, some situations, it was acts of kindness to people. Others, it was to witness to somebody. Others, it was to ask forgiveness for something or whatever it is. It's being in touch and listening to the Spirit, and He leads us and wants to lead us and be with us. It's really important that we cultivate that discipline. And this experiment is a chance to really focus in and make sure this is part of my life. And we call it the Great Experiment because we feel like doing this for a month, you will see difference in your life. You'll see the difference in your intimacy with God. You'll experience Him more fully. You'll see Him answer prayers because you're drawing more fully close to Him, and you'll see the difference. And for many, it's inspired them to say, I'm going to make some more changes in my life ongoing. I'm going to do some of these things on a regular basis and not just this month.
Okay, so every morning you ask God, what would You have me do today? And it could be anything. It could be the simplest thing, could be a big thing. But there's something really beautiful about I hate the word intentionality, but I can't think of a better word right now. But the idea that you would do that in an intentional way every morning.
Yeah,
I mean, we all
yeah.
say like, oh, I want God to lead me. But the idea that you would intentionally pray that every morning and then yeah. try to be specific about it.
Yeah.
And I assume keep a record of this, like write this down in a prayer journal or something just so it doesn't become something that gets evaporates in the ether. But that yeah. you actually said, this mm-hmm. is what I think God said to me.
Yeah, and a lot of people send into us things that happened and what they did, and that's inspiring for others as well.
Well, give me some examples, if you can remember any, of because mm-hmm. You've done this in the past.
Well, I mentioned a couple of them. It's people who shared with family members, shared the gospel, and did acts of kindness, or gave more generously, or all sorts of things, everything that you can imagine, or extending forgiveness to others and reconciling relationships. Those are also key. And our whole life is designed to be in fellowship with God. And so bringing before Him our whole lives and asking Him what He would have us do is very powerful.
One of the other components you said was repenting of anything in your life that you feel is wrong or that's keeping you mm-hmm. from Jesus, but doing that again in an intentional way this month.
Yeah, it's very key. Just so I remember one friend saying, you wonder if God speaks to you, just ask Him if there's anything displeasing in your life and just sit there and listen. It's like, yeah, you always hear God speak because He brings it to mind. And then it's a matter of dealing with it. And what's easy is for us just to kind of push that away or just move along, even or read the Bible and just kind of move on. But He wants us to stop and listen and to resolve things in our lives that are displeasing to Him.
Well, it's funny because, I think people get scared by that. Mm-hmm. And I want to say to people, no, don't be scared by
yeah.
that. It's genuinely meant to bless you. God
yeah.
wants to bless you, but He will not force you to be mm-hmm. blessed, but mm-hmm. He does give you the opportunity. And what are some other things? I think you said in the beginning of this, and it starts October 1st, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You said in the beginning of this to pray and ask God, what would you want me to do this month? Is it this month or at the end of the month or whatever, big thing?
For the whole month. But a comment on the fear thing, you're so right. Those are attacks and accusations of the enemy against us because he can't control us only if he puts fear in us. And a lot of times he seeks to control us through fear. So I'm glad you brought that up because we need to say in the name of Jesus, I will reject anything, any fear coming on me. And I believe everything that the Lord has said to me through the scriptures and otherwise so that we can step forward in faith. But back to the question about the what we call the Joshua faith challenges. Is at the beginning of the month or even before the month begins, asking God for something really big, something really huge that's going to stretch your faith, asking Him to put that on your heart. And then because you're doing it with thousands of others, having the faith to step forward and doing it.
Okay, so give me some examples of what that could be.
Well, you'll like this one. A mutual friend of ours decided his faith experiment is he's going to go to the big fountain here in New York, Bethesda Grace. And Chuck, you know Chuck, he's going to have a healing service there. He's going to invite people and pray for people
to
be healed.
Hey, that's my idea, except it was the Holy Spirit's idea.
That's right.
I was praying about that this morning. I'm not kidding. I was
really,
praying
really?
About Yeah, you,
you
know
can
why,
join
Matt?
Them. That can be yours, too.
I believe that is God's mm-hmm. idea.
Yeah.
That He would have us go to Bethesda Fountain in Central Park
yeah.
and pray for people and
yeah.
see what He, meaning God, does.
Yeah.
See what He does.
Yeah.
But just to step out in faith, that's one yeah. of these crazy things. Like, I mean, you're saying like something
yeah.
that you could do some big thing.
Yeah.
This, to me, really is God's idea because there's yeah. nothing crazy about it. I mean,
yeah.
it's a public space. New York people do every kind of weird
yes,
thing.
Yeah.
But if you went there and in a loving way figured out how to pray for people or something like that, there's so many people
mm-hmm.
in New York hungry. They
mm-hmm.
would be thrilled to have somebody pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one. So that's Chuck's idea.
Yeah.
We can't share his last name or his first name. We're just going to call him Chuck. but that, what a great idea
yeah.
to have a healing service
yeah.
at Bethesda Fountain. Will that be like listed online so people can go there?
You know, I don't know. I hope so. Maybe he'll let us come and help him do it or something like that.
He mentioned
in passing the other day, and I thought, okay, that sounds great. So that's an example, just something like that. Or maybe people want to share the gospel with everybody they work with and they never have and they've always wanted to. Or maybe they've had a cousin or an uncle or a parent or somebody or they want to share the gospel with.
Okay, folks, we're going to be right back talking to Matt Bennett. You can go to dayandnight.org. I recommend it. Go to dayandnight.org. Sign up. I'm doing this. Check it out.
Not something to do and something to do. The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
On September 17, 1787, Congress signed the U.S. Constitution, which defined our government and guarantees our rights. While Constitution Day has passed, Patriot Mobile supports the conservative values members of Congress adopted in the U.S. Constitution, and the 1787 data plans offer has been a huge success, so we're extending it through the end of the month. Patriot celebrates the Founding Fathers and your values and is the only cell phone carrier that supports conservative causes while providing you the same nationwide reliable service with unlimited talk and text for less money and no hidden fees. Again, until the end of this month, all data plans are still $17.87 for your first month of service. Plus, they'll send you a free pocket constitution. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Unlimited talk, text, and data for your first month, only $17.87. Go to patriotmobile.com or 1-800-A-PATRIOT.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light, no more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to my friend Matt Bennett about an initiative of his organization, Christian Union, and it is called Day and Night. Dayandnight.org is the website. And you know, Matt, I just went to the website. It's a gorgeous website. People should go just to see the website and to read about it, and I think that'll probably be all they need to get excited, because it says we need a new national awakening. And it's so beautiful to think that we can all participate in this. This is not something people have to pay money. We can all do this. Mm-hmm. And so I want to encourage people. That's why I wanted to have you on this program. When we were in Greece the other day, I thought, we got to talk about this on the radio program. There's people out there. They're going to get psyched to do this and actually to see things happen. You're always praying for revival. We've done that together. There was a revival in New York. Was it 1857?
That's right. Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's incredible. It began down in the Wall Street area where we are now, and started with a prayer meeting and noon to one, and it spread across the country, and thousands and thousands in New York alone, but across the country, people met to pray, not just noon to one, but morning and evening. And out of a population of 30 million in the U.S., if you can believe this, a million came to faith in the United States in a year and a half. And then it jumped to the U.K., and a million came to faith there. And it jumped to Australia, and a million came to faith there, which is really amazing.
Now, you're not making this up. This is absolutely provable.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. This is known. And you can go back and see the headlines. Places like Columbus, Ohio, and Portland, Oregon, and Denver, Colorado, whole city stops to pray. And even department stores would close from noon to one as an agreement. They wouldn't cheat on each other so people could go and pray and seek the Lord. And what's amazing is that people in other countries know this better than we do. The pastor of the largest church in the world in Seoul, Korea, he knew this history. And so he asked himself, what would happen if we kept praying like that? And didn't just stop after a year and a half, but just kept pressing in. What would happen? Well, we have the answer. His church has maybe a million people in Seoul, Korea. But we've forgotten in our own country of what prayer can do when we radically seek the Lord.
I really think that the funny thing about prayer is that when you pray, stuff happens. And then when stuff happens, you want to pray more. You get encouraged. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I was telling you, I was reading this book by Randy Clark. Mm-hmm. And in it, he talks about that kind of thing, how when you see healing, it mm-hmm. encourages you to pray mm-hmm. for healing. Uh-huh. And I think a lot of the problems we have is that many of us live in a world where this stuff doesn't seem real, or it seems like something for another time or maybe another place. But I wanted to use this hour with you to encourage people to believe that there are all kinds of miracles.
Yeah.
I've experienced many miracles in my life. Yeah. I wish I experienced many, many, many more, but I have experienced enough that I have no doubt.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah. Me too. The Lord speaks to me through dreams regularly and shows me people I need to minister to or things I need to be aware of. And that's very helpful. He prayed for many people and seen healings, and also spent a fair amount of time expelling demons out of people too.
I was in the room when you did some of that. And I have to say that, you know, this is real. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to see that. This is for us. This is not for others. This, we can do this.
Yeah. Yeah. When we went over to Greece, if you remember, I showed you what I put down for my profession. When you have your landing card, when you go to different countries.
Oh, that was so funny. We were on the plane. Wait, I got to say, we were on the plane. This is right. And we flew through Heathrow. So we're, as mm-hmm. we're landing there, that you got to, they give you the landing card and you got to put your profession or whatever, your vocation. And you put down exorcist.
Yeah, I thought
and that was hilarious. Yeah. But what did the guy say anything to you?
No, they just passed over. I'm sure they've seen a lot stranger things than that. So they just kind of passed over.
He wasn't
over.
Looking for a conversation on spiritual matters.
No, he wasn't.
But the fact is, Matt, you're the one that introduced me to our mutual friend Ken Fish.
Uh-huh.
And this is something that you've been operating in for years. And there are so many people that I know and love who don't know anything about this, about what it means to pray in this way and to trust that God can deliver you from certain things. It's almost as though we've just accepted that these things certain things can't change.
Yeah. Yeah. We've adopted a very much anti-supernaturalist kind of enlightenment mindset in the West. And it's not true in the rest of the world. The rest of the world, they know, even in places like Korea that are technologically advanced, is not in some ways Western. They know that, and we know that in our own history. The revivals were always accompanied by all sorts of extraordinary, miraculous events. And even the first Great Awakening, which the miraculous side of it came to light more recently with a lot more scholarship. But these things are the normal part of everything you see in the Gospels and the Book of Acts is intended for today. And we need to understand and operate in those ways.
There's so many misconceptions about that, including among serious Christians who don't. They have all these answers ready, and their answers are not biblical answers. You know, when somebody says, "Oh, it's my thorn in the flesh," you know, I've had this this disease or this or that, and you think, "Well, wow, where do you get the idea that God doesn't want to heal you?" I mean, It's just a funny thing. People have these ideas, or a lot of times people will say things like, "Well, conversion is the only real miracle." And if you're talking about anything else, they're not interested. They kind of think like anything but conversion. I'm not interested in healing. I'm not interested. I'm just interested in conversion.
Yeah.
When we come back, I want to talk more about how a lot of times other kinds of miracles, in fact, lead to conversion. And that's the whole point. We'll be right back. I'm talking to Matt Bennett. The website, dayandnight.org, dayandnight.org. Join us on this challenge this October. Hey, Albin.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that I take Relief Factor?
Yes, you did.
I take Relief Factor because running causes me sometimes back pain or hip pain or whatever. You know, a lot of people have experiences with different kinds of pain. And you don't want to take something that is toxic, right? I don't want to be like popping Advil or whatever. I take Relief Factor because it's made from botanicals. You can take it all day long. For example, a guy named Michael from Connecticut gives us his point of view. He says, Relief Factor helped to almost completely eliminate my elbow pain when I couldn't find any other solution. It's a great product, has helped with a lot of other aches and pains. Since I started Relief Factor, I feel like I've got more energy and generally feel better. That's why I take it. Hey, I don't take it for my health. Oh, no, actually, I do.
I do
take it for my health. But it's interesting because people, I think that they have to put up with pain. My advice is Try Relief Factor. The Quick Start Kit is only $19.95. Try it for 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. The 3-Step Plan is designed to help families make extra money working from home. Right now, we are looking for a few people in this area who would like to earn between $500 and $5,000 a month by building their own home-based business. We'll teach you everything you need to know to get your business off and running. If you like working with people with similar family values, then you'll love the 3-Step Plan. You can work full-time or part-time. You choose your own hours so you can work around family commitments. If you have a cell phone and can send out email, you can succeed with the 3-Step Plan. Families from all over the nation have used the 3-Step Plan to make extra money, pay off bills, improve their lifestyle, and work from home. To check out the 3-Step Plan, go to 3stepplan.com. That's 3stepplan.com.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Casey and the Sunshine Band. And they're not in the studio. I wish they were, but they couldn't come in today. But I got my friend Matt Bennett to join me. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
You've headed up this initiative, dayandnight.org. Do you know how many people are signed up right now to do this?
I think a couple of thousand. We had 2,000 back in May total. And we already have more than 2,000 now. So we're hoping to see between 3,000 and 5,000 this time.
Well, I just want to say to all my listeners, I am doing this. I'm just one person. But I hope I can encourage others to do this because people will see results. This is what's mm-hmm. so cool is if mm-hmm. you do this, mm-hmm. you're going to have a story mm-hmm. at the end of the month of yeah. this happened and that happened. Yeah. And sometimes we need to be encouraged to do something. When others are doing it, it's, you know, so I want to congratulate mm-hmm. you on your leadership in this, because sometimes nice. That's all it takes to get people. And so what else is involved in this, by the way?
Well, every day you'll get an email from us kind of updating you what's going on. We're going to have a few optional things for people to participate. In the evenings, people can call in and watch something live in terms of devotion and prayer meetings if they want to be a part of.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be sending out information about this. So it'll help people stay motivated and engaged during the month, during the 31 days. And we'll be sending out testimonies, how God's changing lives, what he's doing. I think that'll be really encouraging for people.
Well, as I say, it's kind of exciting. And it's funny because this is normative for God, but sometimes we just need something to push us into, what's normative.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun doing with others and changing normal habits when you got others supporting you and helping you and part of a community. So it really helps.
So what was the first big miracle that you ever saw? Because I think people sometimes say, I wish I could see something that would, motivate me. What did you see that made you think, wow, God is in the business of doing these kinds of things today?
Well, I remember the Lord spoke to me through a dream in high school, which was very helpful and powerful for me. That might have been the first. And what it was I remember reflecting on the story of Adam and Eve and frustrated and discouraged by the fact that if Adam and Eve hadn't, fallen and sinned the way they did, then the world would be a lot better and my life would be better. Everything would be better. And this was kind of troubling my spirit. And the Lord showed me in a dream, which I'll just give you the net of the dream. He basically showed me that if it had been me and if I was in that situation, I would have been worse than they had. And that was very powerful in terms and jarring in a good way for me, so that I wouldn't be looking outside of myself for the reasons why things are bad is to other people, is that the problem is in me just as much as anybody else. And since that time, it's been, all sorts of things.
Yeah, you have experienced so much. I mean, again, our friend Ken Fish has been in here talking about things that he has seen, that he has witnessed.
Amazing.
And I just want to say again to people that this is meant to be normative.
Yeah.
This is,
yeah.
God wants to be close to us.
Yeah.
He doesn't want it to be just some distant God that we sort of obey these rules and try not to get in trouble.
Yeah.
That's nothing compared to what he has for us. He wants to walk with us intimately and to lead us and guide us. And so obviously one way to do that is through this. Now, there are also fasts that if people want to do fasts, tell us about that.
Yeah, so a couple of times a year we'll do a fast. We did one in August for 21 days. We'll do another one in January. And we'll have a few thousand people across the United States show up or sign up for those, and we send out daily devotionals related to that to encourage people. Fasting is something that's been lost in the West, and around the world, people fast. In the first century, Christians fasted Wednesdays and Fridays. We know that from the Didache, a document written in about 70 AD. This was normal Christian life, and I think of even John Wesley, the founder of Methodism. He wouldn't ordain a man to ministry if he didn't fast Wednesdays and Fridays.
Is that right? Now, when you say fast, exactly what do you mean? Does that mean abstaining from every kind of food and drink, or what is it?
Well, the word in Hebrew and Greek means to go without food. So it doesn't mean just refrain. Sometimes people will say, I'm fasting from TV or Facebook. And God may want you to refrain from those things, but it's not a fast. A fast is refraining from food. And so the normal fast is to go without food for a certain period of time. So people sometimes will have water-only fast. Sometimes they'll have liquid fast, in which they'll have fruit juice and milk during that time. People will do 40-day fasts. I've done a 40-day fast before, several of them through the years. And sometimes 10-day fast, 21 days. It's as the Lord leads you. But fasting should be a regular part of the Christian life, depending on what he calls you to do. It helps. It strengthens you. It helps humble you. And you'll find the Lord ministers through you. I know when I'm fasting, I have greater power. When I'm doing healing and deliverance with people, I sense and experience the Lord's anointing in greater ways when I'm speaking. It's a very tangible difference when I'm fasting.
It's funny, and like so many things, and I guess it's our human nature. Fasting is one of those things. For me, it's an agony to start, but easy to continue.
Yeah,
I've always felt that once I've started, I want to keep going.
Yeah.
There's just something about it that kind of takes over.
Mm-hmm.
But in the beginning, it can be I just don't want to start.
Yeah.
And that to me has always been what's difficult, because once I've started, I can keep going.
Yeah. Makes me think of a friend here in New York, a friend who's learned a lot from Ken coming to town in his deliverance ministry.
Ken Fish, yeah.
Yeah, and so this friend in town, he was doing deliverance on a guy here in New York, and the demon spoke through the guy, and the guy says, "You can't cast me out. I come out only through prayer and fasting." And my friend said to him, "I am fasting in the name of Jesus. Come out." And the guy shook and the demon came out.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's like a joke. Come on. People think we're joking. This stuff is, I mean, I'm telling you, there are people that just don't, they've never seen this stuff. And that's one of the reasons I want to have you on to encourage people. This is for everybody. Don't be put off. And a lot of times people have seen excesses or they've seen people handle these things irresponsibly.
Yeah.
Well, folks, all you can do is you handle it responsibly or hang out with people who handle it responsibly. But just because these things can be abused doesn't mean we ought not to do them. So I have experienced great things when I have fasted. And this is encouraging me that this month I will be fasting at some point. And there's so many different kinds of fasts. I think the simplest one is simply don't eat anything, just drink water or whatever, whether it's 24 hours or something like that. But if people are just freaking out, they need to have some fruit juice or something. I mean, you do what you can do. But it's a wonderful thing. And it's incredibly healthy. We'll just mention that. We'll be right back talking to Matt Bennett. The website, dayandnight.org. Gorgeous website. You got to go. Dayandnight.org.
I'm so fearful. I feel like my world is about to come crashing down around me. I can't even get to sleep at night. This constant dread is wearing me down. I can't put my finger on it. Nothing's actually wrong. I'm just so unsettled. I don't know what to do.
I think you may be experiencing anxiety.
I just want it to stop. I want to feel normal.
When was the last time you can remember feeling calm?
Faithful Counseling is here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this. We can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone or even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to give you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let's talk. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let us help.
Pat Boone again, and I've never before endorsed a pain relief product of any kind until now, until Relief Factor. My wife is thrilled because of her neck and shoulder pain, and let's face it, almost everybody over 50 has occasional aches and pains due to aging or exercise, and the 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. It's 100% drug-free, and the majority of people who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
This is today's entertainment answer. Hey gang, get ready because the must-see animated comedy Smallfoot is in theaters September 28th. Imagine a village of yetis who think that humans are the myth.
It's a terrifying creature with perfect white teeth and breath that just smells all minty fresh. And the only hair that has on its entire body is on the top of its head.
So get ready, I mean yeti, for Smallfoot, rated PG, in theaters September 28th. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungall.
Look at them.
Hey, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm sitting here with Matt Bennett. Matt, we just got a few minutes left, and I'm going to I want to share some of this stuff here. I wanted to read these five R's because we're encouraging people to do what you and I and Suzanne, my wife, and many others, friends of ours, are going to do in this month. In the month of October, we're going to do something called the Great Experiment. And so I want to encourage people to go to the website, dayandnight.org, and get friends to do this with you. But go twist a friend's arm and say, do this with me. I won't do it if you don't do it with me. Mm-hmm. It's really fun when friends do it or a small group. Mm-hmm. Usually small groups are game for something like this. But if you want to grow spiritually, and who wouldn't want to, honestly, this is just It's foolproof. You're going to pray every day. Okay, so there are five R's, and it's mentioned on the website. So if you go to dayandnight.org, you can see this. But the five R's are read and pray every morning. Read and pray. So reading scripture, praying.
And night.
Yes, and night. Repent. So consciously repent of every known sin, put away everything that may hinder our devotion to Christ. So every day you're going to read and pray. You're going to repent. Thirdly, you're going to respond to the Holy Spirit. So you're going to ask God in the morning, what do you want me to do today? That's a cool thing that you're going to trust God's going to nudge your heart somehow, maybe bring something to your mind and write it down and follow up every day. Well, even if it's the tiniest thing, what a wonderful thing and to see what God's going to do. The fourth thing, raise your faith. So seek God at the beginning of the month for the Joshua Faith Challenge. So this is the big part of it, that in the month you're going to say, aside from doing this thing every day, what do you want me to do this month? One big thing that I haven't done before. And then the fifth one, represent. Represent Christ. Try to share something about your faith every day. That's something I have gotten much better in like the last year, and not to be so shy about sharing my faith. There's so much here. Dayandnight.org. I'm going to do this. You're going to do this. And I hope that people listening will twist their arms, friends, and just do this. You sign up for it, and obviously, well, you know, I'll be talking about this throughout the month, I hope. There was something you wanted me to read on this page, on this last page.
Yeah, it's the last part. I'll read it. It's a quote from the historian J.R. Baleen, who wrote about Wilberforce, William Wilberforce, whom we all admire, and his great work for the ending the slave trade.
Yes.
He said this about Wilberforce and his friends. He says, "They made a point of setting apart 3 hours a day for prayer, from 5 to 6 in the morning, from 12 to 1 at noon, and from 5 to 6 in the evening." And I think most people, when they learn this, are absolutely shocked that a member of parliament would have this sort of devotion to God. But it's in these places where he received the spiritual strengthening and power after so much discouragement to persevere in the Lord's calling for him. And today, if we want to be reformers in our society, if William Wilberforce needed this kind of strengthening, don't we as well? And so part of this experiment is the having devotional morning and the evening to gain strength in the Lord, to draw closer to him so we can fulfill God's purposes for us as Wilberforce did.
I love it. I mean, this is really like a challenge to everybody listening to up your game. This is it. You've been wondering, you know, what do I do with my life? Well, we're giving you an amazing option here. It's obviously this is totally cost free. It's the great experiment. I'm doing it. You're going to do it, Matt. A lot of our friends are going to do it. I think this is going to be fun. The stories are going to come out of this. Yeah. So I'm just excited. Thanks, my friend, for being my guest. And thanks for taking leadership in this. This is wonderful.
Thank you.
Folks, go to dayandnight.org. I'll be reporting on this throughout the month. Dayandnight.org. Let's see what happens. Let's see what God does. You know it'll be something. You know it'll be good.